Yeah, he waited. He got a little better than 2 years of college before he renewed. Nobody didn't have to sign for him.
He's probably glad.
Yeah, he said after that, said that he was glad I didn't. And Lord, he stayed in Japan 17 months. Yeah, he stayed over there 17 months. But I've always been glad I didn't, because I felt like he needed the schooling, and I knew I wanted to keep him out as long as I could. Both of them, they both made their hitch, but I didn't sign for neither one of them.
Has he told you about the time that he's been in Japan?
Yeah. A lot of times. But things that I didn't dream about till he come home, if I had it, were in it is. He still likes froze to death over there. And he had to do things he didn't want to do. And one thing he enjoyed, he taught English in Japanese high school. He enjoyed that. Yeah. And the probably things happened that he still hadn't told me about. But some of the things, if I'd have known it at the time, would really have worried me. Get out and get it done.
Okay. Like cats and dogs, do you have a lot of little animals in your yard?
No. There's one time I had 13 cats here. But they have, I don't know what went with the kittens. They probably, the mother cat don't take care of them. And they probably might have died or dogs killed them. But they still, some mornings I'll feed 5 or 6 at him on the back porch. And, but really none of them didn't belong to me. The two, the male and female, that all them belongs to, Mama Satterfield, one of them, and Gary and Joan brought them from Alabama to her. And so it was all left on me. And I never did have the heart to do nothing with none of them, and that we don't have no humane shelter up here. And so I've heard of people taking them off, setting them down, but I won't do it. I'd rather kill one.
Do you have any wild animals?
Just the birds and flying squirrel and the gray squirrels occasionally. We have the robin and the blue jay. And the red birds, cardinals, and then we have a little wren, and then we have what's called the peckerwoods that gets on the posters and makes music. I used to have one when I had a Mount Gas heater in here. They'd get on the vent pipe and just tickle you good. I reckon they saw the wood, and they'd make the awfulest noise on that vent pipe. But we don't have too many. Then we have the mockingbird. That's my favorite. And then we have the whippoorwills at night, and the screech owls, what do you call them? And that's about all the birds we have.